Breakers, 11 minutes before 8 with the Grease Man feeling in the spirit of things. I got my Marine Corps combat gear on today. Today is the 207th birthday of the Marines. We'll be doing a Sergeant Fury later on in honor of our nation's fighting men. So I have my combat fatigues on today, my jump boots. I am ready for action. I feel like I'm back in Quang Tri. I got a string around my neck with four ears hanging off it. I'm ready for action. That's one of my favorite REO Speedwagon platters there. I always need defibrillation immediately after it's over with, in case I run into a little ventricular arrhythmia. Due to the intense nature of the platter, I always keep a couple of nitroglycerins under my tongue and the crash cart on standby when I'm listening. Yeah, I guess I have a few medical terms in my presentation every day. I used to be a doctor years ago until a big scandal caused me to retire. Yes, I wasn't always surrounded by the maggotry, shrieking and making a buffoon of myself for a living. I was a surgeon! These hands! Were the hands of genius. These hands would save lives. I remember my years as a surgeon. I trained under the masters. I was the head surgeon at Blauman General Hospital in New York State. And I had a tremendous following, a tremendous practice. I remember whenever I would walk into the operating theater, I would insist that there'd be classical music playing. All my scrub nurses would stand at attention as I, the surgeon, sometimes known as God, would enter. And I would hear the strains of Rimsky-Korsakov pounding in my brain. Medical students would stand at rigid attention around the body, already deep in the throes of anesthesia. I'd get the nod from the anesthesiologist that everything was okay. Today, it was a standard amputation. Normally, I didn't handle amputations, but there was a medical student that needed the training, and so I was going to give a routine demonstration. I approached the leg that had to go, and I made the incision. Everybody craned. I could see eyes peering over surgical masks as they watched me go about my unsavory task. I shouted commands to the nurses. Scalpel, syringe, sponge. Sponge, I said, you mindless twit! And I threw the incorrect implement into the medicine cabinet. I said, sponge! You little... I had no patience with ineptitude. I could see her weeping over her surgical mask, but I didn't care. There are no place for tears in the operating theater. And so as the classical music reverberated around the room, I continued the operation. I said, all right, Weingartner, tell me what I'm doing. He said, well, sir, you're making an incision around the femoral quadrant. You're taking the Blauman artery and moving it to the side, and you're swabbing the appendage. I said, appendage? You call this an appendage, Weingartner? This is the femoris major. It is not an appendage. He said, well, yes, sir, the terminology momentarily escaped. I said, escaped you, did it? It escaped you? Let me tell you something, Weingartner. You're an imbecile. I wouldn't hire you to cut meat at a barbecue. If you think you're going to be a surgeon, you've got to learn to call things what they are. This is not an appendage. That's quite clear. He said, yes, sir, I'm studying my terminology. I said, study it, Weingartner, study it. You make me sick, Weingartner. Next time I feel the urge to throw up, to vomit, I'm going to say I have the urge to Weingartner, because you are vomit to me, Weingartner. I feel the urge to Weingartner in your face. He said, yes, sir. I love to humiliate my medical students. That's what they were, too, medical stool students. And so, I whipped my way through the operation. When another student, Dr. Feibisch, said, sir, I said, what is it, Feibisch? He said, sir, I think you've amputated the wrong leg. I said, what? And sure enough, I looked. Somehow, someone had incorrectly prepped the wrong leg. The wrong leg was out of the sheet. And there I had amputated poor Mr. Shapiro's wrong leg. A man who was already in diabetic shock. A man who could go at any time. I've amputated his one good leg. I said, who prepped this man for surgery? And all the eyes turned to Weingartner. I said, Weingartner! I think I'm going to Weingartner! Yes! I said, Weingartner, I'm not going to strip you of your license. I'm not going to throw you out. I'm going to teach you something, Weingartner. Mr. Shapiro is dead because of you. His body couldn't stand the shock of losing both legs. His son and daughter are out there in the lobby waiting for word on what I told them would be a routine operation, Weingartner. I want you to go out there and notify his next of kin that their daddy's dead, Weingartner. And sure enough, we all stood around in silence around the body of Mr. Shapiro as Weingartner notified the next of kin. They both fainted in the corridor, and I said, Weingartner, come here and sit down for a second, Weingartner. Has it ever occurred to you that there may be better ways of notifying the next of kin of the death of a loved one other than sticking your arm out the operating room door and giving the thumbs down sign?
But
we're 7 at DC 101 with the